Across the country, urban squash programs are teaching the sport of squash to low-income kids from the cities. There's also academic tutoring mixed in with the ultimate goal of getting students to college. Hartford's urban squash program started in 2014, and the first recruits are just entering high school. Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre has more on how Capital Squash is already having an impact.
4 years ago, the nonprofit Capital Squash started bringing neighborhood kids to the squash courts at Trinity College in Hartford.
They start off having never seen a squash court before, and by the time they've moved on, they're really competent squash players.
That's Paul Asiante. He's kind of a big deal. Asiante coaches Team USA and has led the Trinity men's squash team to a bunch of national titles. And yet,
Capital Squash is the single most important thing we do here. It is a transformative, life-altering program.
It's no secret that squash is a predominantly white sport in the U.S., a prep school sport. That's because squash courts are usually at members-only clubs or private schools where access is limited. But when someone like Julissa Mota gets a chance to play this elite racket sport, the opportunities are huge. Julissa is a 14-year-old Mexican-American in Hartford and a top 100 player in her age bracket, according to U.S. Squash. In eighth grade, Julissa was being heavily recruited by top boarding schools in the country.
I didn't think I would be even able to be a candidate for these type of schools.
Julissa was a fifth grader at a Hartford neighborhood school when she first heard about the sport. The executive director of this new program had stopped by Julissa's class. She told the kids that squash could be their ticket to college.
Then she said, guess how much this cost? I still remember this. And then I thought I had to pay something, so I was like, oh, never mind. And then I kind of just like fell back. And then she said, nothing, it costs nothing.
Capital Squash recruited Ku Pa from the same Hartford school in fifth grade. Ku is 15 now and a refugee from Thailand. When she first heard about squash,
I thought it was like racquetball, but it was completely different. I'm not really sure how to describe it, but once you get in the flow, it's really fun. It's really hard to stop.
Ku's mom is a factory worker, and her dad works at Dunkin' Donuts. Now Ku is on her way to the Ethel Walker School on her scholarship, a Connecticut boarding school where tuition, room, and board costs at least $60,000 a year. As for Julissa, her top choice was Taft School.
It's a boarding school in Watertown, Connecticut. It's just a very prestigious school.
Julissa was at the Trinity Squash Courts when she found out which school she got into. Inside the mystery box was a sweatshirt from Taft. Julissa got on the phone with her mom, who was working. Her mom cleans offices.
She said she fell on the floor. She fainted.
Taft School gave her a full ride all 4 years of high school, a scholarship package worth at least $245,000.
Sí, toda, toda.
Summer is winding down, and it's almost time to move to boarding school. Ku is at Capital Squash headquarters and says she's excited about decorating her dorm and being in a new place. But she's also nervous.
Well, sometimes I feel proud of myself for coming this far, but also sometimes I have my days where I think, like, can I really live up to the expectations? Like, will I be a disappointment, like, just let everybody down? But then I try not to think about that too much and be like, they want you for a reason.
Julissa says she has her own moments of self-doubt, but tries to remember how she got here. All that work juggling school with Capital Squash and prepping for admissions interviews.
And I remember how stressed I felt and how I overcame it all. And then I get like boost my confidence and I say, oh, I really worked hard for this and I deserve to be here.
Capital Squash is helping the girls move into their dorms. The program says it plans to follow all of its students through high school and college while also accepting new kids in the pipeline. Tryouts are coming up to add to the 43 students now in the program. Vanessa De La Torre, Connecticut Public Radio.